Sometimes in the middle of a crisis, we can have such a sense of urgency that it's easy for us to run here, there, and everywhere, trying to put out these demonic fires. And you know this, understanding the times and seasons is critical to our success as believers in responding to what the Lord is doing and to what the enemy is doing. And you know, it doesn't take a prophet to see that the signs of the times are all around us. Rumors of war, pestilences, all this. And you know, we know it's only going to get worse till Jesus comes back. But if you pull back the lens on what's going on in the earth right now, started with the war in Ukraine, and now we're seeing, you know, a coup in Niger, and we're seeing wars in Africa, we're seeing all this. But what we're ultimately seeing, what we are ultimately seeing here, I believe, is a war over the harvest. And if we don't see that, if we make it all about Israel or all about Ukraine or all about what, if we don't pull back the lens and see this is a war over the harvest, and if we don't see that, we won't pray rightly. We won't pray to the Lord of the harvest during the time of crisis. Now, many of you are already aware of these dynamics, and you are extremely seasoned, so you know this, but this is a message I believe we need to send. The enemy wants us to look at all of these other things and distract us from the main thing, which is the Great Commission. Not to say that we don't pray for Israel. Of course we pray for Israel. Of course we pray, we respond as crisis intercessors, but we are literally standing on the brink of the greatest harvest of souls the world has ever. And what the enemy is doing is introducing mass chaos in the nations through the economy, through pestilence, through wars, through conflict, trying to distract us from the main mission, which is souls. And I believe if we could pull back the veil and see in the spirit, we would see very much a war, raging war, principalities, powers working overtime to steal, kill, and destroy not just souls, but the mission to reach souls. The enemy is clearly working to change the times and the laws, and he wants to engage us in the wrong battle. We are literally, as you know, on the brink of World War III. We must stand like Reese Howells. We must stand in the gap that God has assigned us, and that always includes praying for the souls, including, in this case, the souls of the Palestinians, including, you know, souls, ones we would count our enemies. So lost souls and the destiny of nations are literally at stake as we speak. There are geopolitical factors in play right now, and we need to engage the body of Christ, not just us, you know, not just us, the body of Christ, the everyday Joe needs to be trained and equipped to engage in territorial warfare once again. The enemy will do whatever he can to stop the harvest, but this is not a time to fear. It's a time to get militant. This is a we are in a war, and the war in the natural is nothing compared to the intensity of the war in the spirit. And we know that whatever happens in the natural, it first is influenced or has taken place or is taking place in the spirit realm. And what I've noticed is that many of the classic books on territorial warfare are no longer in print. Publishers stopped printing them. Why? Why we don't see Dick Bernal's books? You can't find them. Some of C. Peter Wagner's books are out of print. Why? Because there's not an appetite for it. The publishers can't make the money on the sale, so they pulled it back because nobody's interested. But the reality is we need those truths. You know, scripture talks about, you know, treasures old and treasures new. And in the 1990s, some of the pioneers of the apostolic and prophetic pulled out truths from the Bible to prepare us to deal with the territorial spirits that are holding souls in bondage. And so we need to understand that the war in the heavens is ultimately a war to keep souls in the kingdom of darkness. There's a lot of talk about World War III. This is a very real possibility. And my spiritual father, Bishop Bill Hammond, he wrote a book some years ago on corporate warfare. It's called God's World War III. And Bishop says, and I was just talking with Bishop last week, Bishop says that God declared World War III in 2008, not in the natural, but in the spirit. He says God declared World War III in 2008 when the third and final church reformation was birthed. And he said, God's warriors and army officers began to go into intense training. And this is what he said. Bishop said this in his book. He said, we have entered an offensive warfare that will not end until Jesus personally leads the army of saints in the final battle. This is now the time that saints must know their weapons of war and how to use them. Pastors and all fivefold ministers must now function as drill sergeants and generals and diligently train the saints to be soldiers who know how to fight as warriors in the army of our commander in chief. So many in the church, they're not equipped for warfare. They can't even deal with the warfare in their mind, much less be enlisted as strong, powerful soldiers in the army of God. A new generation, some of these young ones, they don't even know how to put on the armor of God. They don't know how to use the offensive weapons. And I believe the next great move of God is the manifest army of the Lord. We're going to have to war for souls. We're going to have to war for revival, for awakening. And I believe that it's going to produce the greatest manifestations of God's power and glory ever recorded in church history. And we need crisis intercessors to arise. We need Christian soldiers to arise. We need spiritual warfare experts to arise. We need Reese Howells type intercessors to arise. We need the watchmen to arise. And our goal is to pursue, attack, and take back the souls. We need to go after the souls. It's clear that I ran Israel as a pawn to bait America into a great war. Iran hates Israel, but they also hate America. They call us the great Satan. And there's going to be bloodshed. There's going to be loss of lives, loss of lost souls. And Jesus and his overcoming warriors can shift the war just like Reese Howells did in World War II. It can happen. I believe it will happen. I believe there's enough of us that know how to fight. And I believe there's enough of us that are interested and willing to raise up the next generation. And I submit to you that we need a war council that can strategize over what the enemy is doing in the earth and territorially, geopolitically, shut it down.
Thanks for listening. Please join us at Awakening Prayer Hubs to pray for Israel and revival in the nations. Join us at awakeningprayerhubs.com. And until next time, keep praying the news.